brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
All right. We've got an executor who is the youngest of three sons, all biologically related, and he has not put the house up for sale since he became the executor or had the will in his hands. And he's incommunicado completely. Any relatives he has talked to in the past, they want to know something about the house, when you're going to sell it, and he says, none of your business, just stay out of it. So we're trying to get...
Who is this? How are they kin to you?
He's my brother.
Okay. So you have three... Yeah. There's three brothers.
Yes.
Your youngest brother was appointed executor of the estate. The
yes.
will, do you have the will?
No, he's got it locked up in a strong box in his basement.
Do you know what it says?
All we have is his now ex-wife was sure she pretty sure she saw all three names as equals.
Okay, so he's just basically trying to steal the house. How long have y'all has this been going on?
All right, at least since mom died in March of 2020.
Okay, so for four years.
Yeah, 4.5 years. Yeah.
Okay, so he's lived there free. And
he won't talk to anybody. Nobody's living there.
Nobody's living there.
Yeah, it's been unoccupied all this time. No taxes have been paid until, I guess, the county finally figured out that we can send it to Bernie. But his wife, now ex-wife, has paid the $40,000 in back taxes. So now the house is still stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to force him to get this over with.
Yeah.
The house is doing nothing other than, my best guess is, it's storing his big boy toys in the garage.
Okay. So, well, there's an answer to the question, but before, I'm just curious, what's wrong with him?
Boy, we're trying to wonder. He stopped talking to me probably 12 years ago.
I know, but what's wrong with him?
He was successfully self-employed, and finally that dwindled because of the market. And he went to work for a really good company in the area. I'm sure he's got a good pension and a good Social Security.
Yeah, but that's not what's wrong with him. He's crazy.
I know.
Why did mom pick him?
Let's see. The older brother, me, my life has been a whirlwind of marriages that failed. The brother in the middle, he was a little bit of a rebel. And so I never had kids.
So baby boy, mama's boy was at home taking care of business, so she put him up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, the only answer to your question is one of two things: forget it and walk away, or hire an attorney and go before the probate court, which is the court that dictates wills, and they will force him to get the will out of the lockbox, and they will force him then to execute on the will. And if the will says equal parts, they'll force a sale of the property.
Okay, but there's a whole lot of expenses as far as...
You're gonna have legal fees involved, sure.
Oh, yeah, but we've got lawn fees, snow fees, and, you know, we're probably just going to have to eat those, right?
I'm sorry, these are liens on the house from the city doing the work?
No, this is all private contractors.
Okay, have they taken liens on the house?
No.
Who's paying it?
Bernie was.
Who's Bernie?
The youngest brother.
Okay, so he's been paying to keep the house up.
Maintenance-wise, taxes, he never paid.
I got it. Okay, so what's that got to do with dragging him into court? He got the yard cut, so what?
Yeah, but that's coming out of our portions. We don't like that idea.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Right now, your portion is zero.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
know, but with him being executor, he's going to say, no, we're splitting it three ways for the 10 years that I've been in control.
Now you're creating a story.
No, he's not been in control for 10 years. He's been in control for 4 years.
So mom was in a nursing home for 5 years prior.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that's his problem.
Okay.
He's the executor. It didn't become your problem until 4.5 years ago when she died.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, can the courts hold the beneficiaries that are not executors
responsible for what?
I don't know, for not getting this through, not for not twisting his arm?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not anything. The judge is going to look at this and go, Bernie, son, sell the house. It's going to be pretty simple.
Okay. Now, since this is so, now you're supposed to file these wills within, what, 30, 60, 90 days?
Yeah.
All right, so now it's
not invalid. Go get a lawyer.
Oh, definitely.
Alex, just go get a lawyer. They'll tell you every bit of this. Okay, but you spend 9 million calories analyzing this over the last 4.5 years, and you've done nothing about it. Time to be a man of action. Either drop this, no more rent free in your head, and walk away and forget it, or get a lawyer this week. Get a lawyer. File something next week. Wake old Bernie up. Time to give him a little bit of a cold shower here.
Go to Walgreens today and get a yellow pad and write down all of these questions that you have. What about this and what about this? Write them all down.
And ask the lawyer.
Ask the lawyer. Every single question you could possibly imagine, which, by the way, 85% of them are you creating stories in the future trying to solve in the present, which is a waste of your time.
Yeah.
But go write them all down, get them out of your body, and go solve this problem.
Yep.
I think you're trying to avoid the fight. So I think, like Dave said, walk away.
Drop it
walk
or
away.
Do it.
Or
but
go get on.
Quit staying in the middle. Stay in the middle is a sewer patch. I mean, you're standing neck deep in a septic tank spiritually, man.
Just get out, man.
Yeah. It stinks where you are. Get out. Get out. Get out and walk away, or get out and sue old Bernie. One of the two. I don't care. Either one's fine with me. You'd have good reason to do either. But sitting where you've been sitting for 4.5 years, let me tell you, if it's me, guys, here's how this goes. You got 4.5 minutes, not 4.5 years. Well, maybe 4.5 months. Okay. But not 4.5 years. I mean, mom just died, right? I'll give you a minute. Okay. But you know, you're going to, the whole, let me tell you what an executor is. It's one who executes. That's where the word comes from. They are not in charge. They do not get to make up new terms of the will. They take the will and they have to do exactly what it says. And if you don't like what it says, be mad at the dead person, not the executor. Because the executor's job is to execute what the piece of paper says. They're not allowed to do anything else. And Bernie, God help him, is not doing this. So Bernie's getting ready to execute, because you're getting ready to execute on him. Here we go, baby. That's how this works. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.